Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you one more again to all the Honda Chillin' Polynesia Sea Islands and all around the world. Well, yet it is your girl. This year the Queen Quet Head from the body of the Gullah Geechee Nation. So glad if it still be the hostess of Gullah Geechee Rhythm Radio Station, where each week we the upliftment to the living legacy and the pay ancestral homage. This year, we want to take a moment of silence and dedicate this year program to the late Dr. Yusuf N. Clyde. Ashe, ashe, ashe. So glad that Hunter Chillin' the day you're with me and things like that. There's plenty of things been going on. Thank you to all the Hunter Chillin' who wish me happy anniversary and things like that. Thank you to all the Chillin' who done Gullah Geechee Sea Island Coalition members. The coalition still a sponsor this year broadcast and things like that. If Hunter want to know how for join, then make sure you gwine yona to gullahgeechee.net. GullahGeechee, and no I in them if it a we, and no I in Geechee. GullahGeechee, there we go, .net, GullahGeechee.net, and Hunter can yet about how to join and thing like that. Or rather, what Hunter can send me an email to GullahGeechee@AOL.com. We're so glad for day one more again with all the Hunter Chillin' and things like that up on the air. But we're rather was glad for all the Chillin' who have been acquiring out to all of you events in this year time of the year with the hashtag Gullah Geechee 2020. Well, Hunter Chillin' day at one of these year events with we, make sure you do hashtag Gullah Geechee 2020. Because this year is the 20th anniversary of the Gullah Geechee Sea Island Coalition. So we're so glad for this year happening and things like that. By the Saturday, is my anniversary. And the first time we're going to crack my T40 in our nation over yonder in Neva, Switzerland, and things like that. And then later, all the rest of chilling, no over in the Guayana, on over here. Plenty of them, we first know we were there, tall, for me to do this year. Now, people around the world that know we and things like that, and TV broadcasts and all kind of things going on. And red of us people that try for finding roots and try for hold upon who we are, even some way in the Gullah Geechee Tall. But now, we want crack we teeth, but all of this year. And we're still going on for this year, see how it's done, and how we have to continue to take a stand. So to make sure that all my listeners can under and overstand all of what I'm going to talk about tonight in this brief episode, let me speak this way. And this is Queen Quet, chiefess and head of state for the Gullah Geechee Nation and founder of the Gullah Geechee Sea Island Coalition. It is interesting to be at this point in the journey, to have an organization that came as a vision, to have it celebrate 20 years in existence. Unfortunately, some people didn't live 20 years. Unfortunately, I've seen a lot of organizations come and go in 20 years. So it is truly a blessing and one that I don't take lightly for all the global supporters around the world, all the members that have ever been members. If you join for 1 year or you join for lifetime membership, we appreciate every dollar, every dime, all the energy and all the expertise that all of our members and our supporters put into the Sea Island Coalition has done in 20 years. And trust me, we've amassed so many activities that we've done. The archive has several files, the entire file cabinet, just filled with flyers and booklets and other things of the work that we've done. And then the entire file cabinet is filled with the petitions that we've done over the years, including the petition to even get the Gullah Geechee, the Gullah Low Country Gullah Special Resource Study done, then to make sure that people who were native Gullah Geechees were going to be put on the commission that established what is now the Gullah Geechee Cultural Heritage Corridor, the work that we've done to do health work in the community, to do environmental work and protest and get victory after victory, such as in the ending of the use of seismic guns off our coast, the ending of oil drilling off of our coast, getting setbacks, getting things for zoning areas like the Cultural Protection Overlay District over St. Helena Island. All of these are just a few of the things that we have been able to accomplish because of the global support that we are getting, have gotten, and truly is a blessing. And so even if we haven't seen you in a while, don't think that your contributions have been in vain, because they truly have not. So most of you who have been with us over this 20-year journey of the Gullah Geechee Sea Island Coalition are many people who let me know that you kind of tuned into my life story in 1999 when the newspaper articles went out about me going to Geneva, Switzerland, and being the first Gullah Geechee to ever go to the United Nations Human Rights Commission in Geneva, Switzerland, and bring forth the charges of the human rights violations against my people. I thank you for continuing to journey with us in support of what we're doing, in support of our leadership of the Gullah Geechee Nation. The Wisdom Circle Council of Elders, our Assembly representatives, these people are outstanding, but they stand back. They're often in the background, and you don't even realize when they're in the room sometimes or under the oak tree with you. But they are the ones who are also helping to keep this fight going and to keep folks protected, even when people sometimes sit at home and don't even realize meetings are going on. So it has been quite an interesting journey from especially 1999 forward, when the world started taking notice. Because even prior to that, having the Gullah Geechee Sea Island Coalition, there were people who wanted to be called Gullah or Geechee in private, but they definitely didn't want anybody calling them that publicly. And then there are plenty of them that are out here now calling themselves everything from Gullah storytellers to Gullah ambassadors to commissioners of something, that never wanted to be called Gullah Geechee at all. But once it became popular and acceptable by people outside of the Gullah Geechee community, and preferably in their cases, people who were Anglo and outside, of course, of the Gullah Geechee community, then they wanted to adorn themselves with these names, these titles that they are creating to try to then get themselves on platforms. Well, as someone who was raised onto a platform because God put me up there, and the people then just held up the support beams that keep up that platform. I'm telling you, a platform is an easy place for people to fire at, easy place to be a target. It's not all celebratory. It's not all about glory that some people think that it is. And so folks need to be careful what they wish for because they might just get it. So in the midst of the awards and the ceremonies and the shouts and the wonderful things that people see happen, the festival festivities and all of this kind of stuff, people don't know about the death threats and the things of this level and this nature, the constant spying on you by other governments to try to find out what is it that you're up to and what are you leading the people to, and then the COINTELPRO operations to bring in people and give them titles and positions and $2 or $3 to go in there and then give them some other title, but they're really there to disrupt, dismantle. So I'm thankful that as our flag says, we be Gullah Geechee anointed people, because the blessings of God has kept us safe and kept me safe so that my family could handle it, you understand, so that I can still be here because I know that God has more work to be done. And so on my anniversary this year, which was April the 1st, which is also Tunis Campbell Day, and many of you have heard me talk about Tunis Campbell, who was a union force person in the sense that he worked with the Freedmen's Bureau established by the Union, all right, during the Civil War, and then afterwards you had a whole plethora of people that needed to have some place to stay, needed to have some mechanisms by which they could then be self-sufficient, because these people are now called freedmen, whether those are men or women. And so these were people of African descent, and most Gullah Geechees, that is the timeline of our family. We went from being African people of various ethnic groups to being called slave and chattel, to bonds people and all these kind of terms, to being called contraband, to being called freedmen, and the day we're Gullah Geechee. We be Gullah Geechee anointed people. So here it is, that in the midst of all that, Tunis Campbell, who was born in New Jersey, actually, got commissioned to be a part of the Freedmen's Bureau and the Commission of Lands and to distribute lands. And he himself came down and obtained acreage upon acreage of land, let's put it like that. And then he then had people come together in St. Catharines and formed an entire township with its own government, its own militia, and everything to protect that land and protect the women and the children and protect the property. And so Tunis Campbell became a threat to white men in particular, because this is not the system that they had in mind. The system they had in mind was created by their ancestors for them, who were escaping from England onto indigenous American people's land. So they felt they had a right to enslave who they didn't consider full human beings, three-fifths of human beings. Tunis Campbell was very clear, here on this land, if you can stake your rights here, my people are the ones who actually did the work here and built up this place and this space, and so they don't need to be sent back, quote-unquote, to Africa, as he had been trained by the American Colonization Society, but they need to stay here. They have stayed here and fought now in this war for their land and for this land, and they need to have ownership of this land, and then they can be self-sufficient on it. And he was always about self-sufficiency. So Saturday was April the 1st, which was not only Tunis Campbell Day here in the Gullah Geechee Nation, but also my anniversary for the first time I ever spoke at the United Nations. And so it was wonderful to finally celebrate my anniversary on my home island with my home people of St. Helena Island. And it truly turned out to be more of a dance party and celebration than anything else. And there was a lot of Gullah Geechee love that was spread around. If anyone is following us on Gullah Geechee Nation on Facebook, our fan page, and if you are following us at Gullah Geechee on Twitter and Instagram, you've seen some of the photographs from last Saturday. And if you could feel the love and the energy from those photographs, trust and believe, the energy was almost overpowering out there. It was so much joy. It was so much love, so much positivity. It was amazing. So even a couple of the spies and the folks who not really wishing us well, who've come, you know, to the island, who, you know, their egos are out of control, they even had to stop out there just to see what was going on. And I just watched, and we just watched a few of them stand around, and the most they could do was look and then chit-chat with a few people and try to act cordial. But it was really interesting because I don't think people who are not from one of the sea islands really get it when they get in that energy and really what that energy is and how powerful it is and how self-sustaining and culturally sustaining it is. So it was a blessing for me to have the opportunity to be with the people that I fight for all the time, that I literally give my life for all the time, and to have them embrace and dance and have fun. And folks tell me I'm setting a fashion trend. The DJing's off the hook. Oh, we got to have you. I hit him often. Everything from one brother at the end talking about, look, I don't watch people take pictures with you all day. Where my picture at? I said, brother, I don't even know your name, and you want a picture? And he said, but that's right. Okay. And so we went on, took the picture together, and there's so much love that radiates from each and every one of those pictures, and even more so with every hug, every laugh, every smile, every embrace, and then with the economic empowerment and sustainability that was going on. It was amazing, and I pray that there are blessings upon blessings upon blessings for everybody who is part of the St. Helena Community Market. And the St. Helena Community Market goes on every month on St. Helena Island at the Dr. Martin Luther King Park on the first Saturday and the third Saturday of the month from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So we will do this all over again, tax day, Saturday, April the 15th. And this year your U.S. taxes ain't due till the 18th of April. But on the 15th, definitely come out, support if you're in the St. Helena Island area. If you're out in Savannah or you just want to go to two events, there's also the Arts and Crafts Expo part of Unity in the Community that they're launching, Unity in the Community for the season, which that goes on every third weekend of the month. So make sure to go out there down on River Street in Savannah. They start off at 11 and they go until 11 at night. So you can easily come to St. Helena first, hang out from 10 to 3, and then you can go ahead over to Savannah and support Unity in the Community. Now, blessing to have everyone out there last weekend. But there are more blessings that are going on just this week alone. And I'm going to try to go ahead and run through some things on the calendar just for this month so that y'all realize this celebration, this sustainability, this cultural connectivity and continuation is not a flash in the pan. We don't do once a year wear Gullah Geechee for a weekend and then we're not the rest of the year. This is real. So I'm going to go back here and go through the dates in order for you so you can mark these things down. We have the Harriet Tubman Lecture that's going to be taking place at the Tabernacle Baptist Church on this coming Thursday evening at 6 p.m. Reverend Kenneth Hodges, he is doing that event at his church, and then on Saturday the Gullah Geechee Sea Island Coalition is working with Pastor Hodges to open up the Gullah Geechee Visitor Center. This will be the first Gullah Geechee Visitor Center in existence. It will be at 1908 Boundary Street in Beaufort, South Carolina, the city of Beaufort. It sits right across from where you pay your taxes and right across from you looking at Beaufort City Hall. So if you want to come on out, just take Highway 21, which is Boundary Street, right to Rebut Road, and you cannot miss the Gullah Geechee Visitor Center sitting at the light, okay, at that intersection. And we're going to open it up this coming Saturday, April the 8th at 1 o'clock. The celebration will go on for 3 hours, so don't roll up there at 5 o'clock and wonder why the place is locked. From 1 to 4 p.m. on Saturday, April the 8th, join us in Beaufort for the Gullah Geechee Visitor Center opening. Then, on next week, April the 15th, as I mentioned before, April the 15th, we are going to have the event back at the St. Helena Island Community Market. It's going to focus on Easter. We're going to have Easter egg hunts and things for the children, just something fun for the family. So come on out. That's from 10 to 3 at the Dr. Martin Luther King Memorial Park. That's at the intersection of Highway 21 or Sea Island Parkway, as it's called, on St. Helena Island, and Martin Luther King Drive. All right? Then the following week, April the 21st, I'll be doing a tour at 10 a.m., the Gullah Root Experience Tour at 10 a.m. You have to register for those tours in advance, and you need to be a group, all right? So you can email gullgeeco at aol.com if you're interested in the tour. gullgeeco at aol.com. But now, April the 22nd is when we officially have the Coastal Cultures Conference, which is our annual conference where we focus on the work of the Gullah Geechee Sustainability Think Tank. And this year, our theme is Sustaining Cultural Heritage in the Face of Climate Change. We have a number of people coming from all over the country. So I pray that Gullah Geechee's here will also be here to participate in that event. If you want to register, go to Eventbrite. Registration is free, but it has to be done in advance. I'm telling you, it has to be done in advance. We cannot admit people who do not register in advance. So you can also go to our Facebook page for the Gullah Geechee Nation, click on events, and then click on where it says you can get tickets, and then you will go to the Eventbrite link from there as well. But if you put in Eventbrite Coastal Cultures Conference, it will pop right up. Same thing with the Gullah Geechee Visitor Center event for Saturday. If you go to Eventbrite, you can go ahead and print out tickets. Why do I encourage you to do that? I encourage you to do that because as long as you have already put your information into Eventbrite, we have it for future events. So every time we have another event and we put it up on Eventbrite, we can directly email you an invitation. But now if you don't ever register for anything, we don't know you're out there. And you can look at the Facebook events and you can click like all you want. As the folks that we usually know who register at the Eventbrite ones are really serious and they usually come through. And on that note, I want to commend all of my folks who graduated from getting ready for the Gullah Geechee Family Reunion last month. That was outstanding. And I want to thank everyone who supported the Black Folks Land Legacy Conference last month as well. And people have asked us to continue to do the workshops. We got all top numbers, fours and fives, on the evaluation. The evaluation is either 1 to 5, and we only got fours for audience participation. Everything else about the workshop got fives. And it wasn't all fours. We got some fours in out of the group of people, maybe, you know, 25% put fours, and everything else was fives for everything across the board. And so we got rave reviews on that, so we're going to look into more things related to genealogy as well as protecting family collections and doing research about Gullah Geechee traditions and holding on to those family traditions. This is part of how we sustain cultural heritage, but the environment is critical. Because without the environment, we don't have a culture. We do not have a community. And so definitely we want you to come on out and support the activities because the economic empowerment that goes on at these events, the opening of the visitor center where products are being sold from native Gullah Geechees, the coming out to the St. Helena Community Market where it's native Gullah Geechees who are out here selling their items to you, selling produce, fresh vegetables. Last Saturday we did a seed swap. These are the things that Tunis Campbell fought for, self-sufficiency and self-sustainability, the same thing I'm fighting for, the same thing the Gullah Geechee Fishing Association fights for, the Gullah Geechee Sea Island Coalition fights for, the Gullah Geechee Angel Network fights for, the Gullah Geechee Cultural Heritage Committee of Northeast Florida fights for. We are all standing together in this fight to keep our human rights protected and to keep our land owned by our people. That is the critical point. So for everybody who has given from $5 to $500 to the Gullah Geechee Land Legacy Fund on GoFundMe, I thank you. I salute you. And I have to, in these final minutes, tell you all one of the additional gifts I got for my anniversary. I got that gift on yesterday evening as I was editing and putting up video for Gullah Geechee TV from my journey last year to Trinidad for the inaugural Hill Rice Symposium. And we're going to be welcoming Brother Francis Morian here for the Coastal Cultures Conference. He is going to present here, and we're going to have him on Gullah Geechee Rhythm Radio this month to talk about the work and the connections between Americans and Gullah Geechees. Well, as I went to verify something else on my email while the videos went on to upload to GullahGeecheeTV.com, and you can find it on YouTube as well. And so as it went to do that, I noticed that I had an email from one of the reporters that I had been waiting to hear from. And this is a reporter named Emily Stone, who writes for a magazine called Salon. She did an interview with me and several others from the WGN broadcast Underground, which most of you by now know that I'm the Gullah Geechee Cultural Heritage Consultant for Underground Season 2. And it was shot here in the Gullah Geechee Nation. So if you in the first few episodes to the Gullah Geechee Nation, last week's episode they didn't, and this week they're coming back. And she wrote an article that is so powerful, it is amazing. The title in and of itself, you can find it right on our Gullah Geechee Nation Facebook fan page, right at the top. You can find it in our Twitter feed, was amazing, about the underground, the superheroes, and the Gullah Geechee Nation. And so I want to salute her, and I want to thank everybody at Underground that told her to speak to me, because the story is deeper than what happened in the past. It's about what's happening now and asking you the question, are you a citizen or a soldier? So I thank all the soldiers who stood up with us to take a stand for land, including the writers and creators of Underground, actors and actresses of Underground, who are supporting the Gullah Geechee Nation, who are holding it up, who are speaking our name. And as long as you speak somebody's name, they never die. So I thank you to all the Hona Chilin with a cracky teeth and say, Gullah Geechee, Kadahu, we the be. So Hona Chilin, it could have no other greater anniversary than the Yeti this year in the sea. Well, Hona Chilin is right by we. And you know we be Gullah Geechee anointed people. And so this is how I spent my anniversary, but the celebration continues. And I pray to see all of you Saturday at the opening of our first Gullah Geechee Visitor Center, 1908 Bounder Street in Beaufort, South Kakalaki. You're in the Gullah Geechee Nation. You follow me at queenquet.com. Follow me at gullahgeecheenation.com. Follow me at Gullah Geechee on Instagram as well as on Twitter. But Hona Chilla, keep standing. And as I always say, Hona must take care of the root for heal the tree. So thank you for digging for the roots of the Gullah Geechee, and for helping we. Peace, blessings, and love, everybody. This year, the Queen Quet, Chiefess and Head of State for the Gullah Geechee Nation.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.